This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the characteristics of mystical fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. Brothers and sisters, we know that there are different levels of fasting. There's a bare bones level, the basic level, which is for, let's say, the converts or you know, the younger generation who are just starting to keep their fasting. That's called the jurisprudential level. Then the higher level to that is the ethical level, where, you know, you go a step further, and those vices which don't necessarily invalidate the fast, you stay away from those vices too. And also you think about the philosophy of fasting, why you have been prescribed to keep fast. The third and the highest level that we mentioned is the mystical fasting. And this is where your end goal is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the urafa and the mystics of Islam and, you know, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam, those are the people, the noble, sincere servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who keep that fast. Today we want to discuss the characteristics of mystical fasting. Well, these people who keep mystical fasting, they don't even think of disobedience of Allah. Right? Performing an act of disobedience is different. They don't even think of it. The thought of disobeying Allah itself is a no-go area for them. It is a restricted area. Fasters who are not many at this degree believe you are what you think, and hence they fast from all other than Allah. That includes paradise. A faster at this stage, since he or she is fasting from other than Allah, deserves to be his guest in his month. This status is called in Islamic mysticism assimilation in Allah, al-fana' fillah, which is the ultimate purpose of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can well imagine how high this level of fasting would be. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the characteristics of mystical fasting, which is the highest level of fasting in Islam. To this end, Muslim mystics consider fasting even greater than prayers, in that the devotee, during his prayers, needs to engage his organs, which in a sense means engagement within the self, whereas fasting is equal to refraining and detachment and requires no engagement. So see how this third and the highest level is very special, and only the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get to keep a fast which can be qualified to be a mystical fasting. Mystical fasting is not something that can be achieved overnight. You know, sometimes, unfortunately, you know, because of our shallow understanding of Islam, we believe that such a level of fasting can be acquired very easily, or, you know, through some rituals or through some acts. It's not like that. It's a state of mind. It's a state of heart. It's a state of your soul. It's a spiritual state that you go in, and that's where you're fasting. Now, how to explain and elaborate on it further? It's the job of the mystics themselves. We can only talk about the superficial characteristics of such a fasting. It is generally a process. It's not overnight, generally speaking. You know, you can't just, oh, this is my first Ramadan, and in this month, I'm just going to keep all of my fasts to be the mystical fasting. Well, it's not that simple, brothers and sisters. Allah takes His pious, sincere, and selfless servants to this level. It's not something that can be easily achieved through some do's and don'ts. But we just wanted to bring it up so we are all aware of the different levels of fasting. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.